Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
I am Sri Ramka, and together we're here with you.
And we are, guys, we are flying. You feel it? You feel the energy? You feel that flying energy? You feel that expansion, that motion, that movement? Such a big show today. We're going to dive into some revelations from the Galactic Encyclopedia, and we're going to conquer one of those big questions. Why the heck am I here? Why am I here? Especially at this moment in history, especially with everything that's going on right now, it's important to be aware and awake and free to fly.
Because if you're questioning why you're here, if you're feeling depressed, sad, hurt, grief, or anything that would make you feel, why am I here, then you are at your moment. You're at your moment of recognition. You're at your moment of breakthrough. You're at your moment of power.
And aren't we all? I mean, isn't that what's going on right now? I mean, let's face it, guys. The month is intense, right? I mean, how's your December? I bet it's pretty darn intense. And I know for Sri and I, it's been intense. And it's been a fascinating, let's just say, intensity. Now, speaking of that, hey, you might still be able to get in. I don't know. The lines might be full already, but go ahead, give a call, 888-627-6008. If you call and it's busy, it just means all those lines are already full. But hey, remember, the minute we start talking to people, that's your time to jump in and try to get into the queue. So again, it's 888-627-6008. And you know what, Sri? Let's just dive into this December intensity.
Absolutely. So talking about December, it's like, oh my. You know, we used to always joke we're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, yeah, well, we're far away.
I don't know where we are in terms of memes and references. However, I can tell you that the convergence of energies that is upon us is shaking people up at every level of consciousness.
It really is.
So it doesn't matter what your paradigm is, who you believe in, who you don't. What is happening is that people are feeling agitated. People are questioning. People are, let's just say there's an undercurrent of anxiety.
Well, there's that groundswell. Yeah, it is. It is permeating, Sri. And, you know, that anxiety, that fear, you know, if you have not yet checked out our YouTube video for December, go check it out. It's at Official Sri and Kira over there at YouTube. And look, even if you have checked it out, go listen to it again. Because as this month is going on, you know, here we are at the 11th. We're just kind of cresting into mid-month. Remember, next week we're going to be talking about the profound retrograde that's coming up. Remember, guys, we're bringing in 2017 in a retrograde. That starts next week on the 19th. You got to catch next week's show. We're going to talk a lot more about that. But the intensity, the moment of preparation, the moment of clarity is here right now, this very minute. And this is why it is important to get very, very clear with the absolute divine center, the knowing, the key of who you are, the why am I here? And this answer cannot come from the density game board right now, because the density game board, let's face it, it's filled with a lot, you were just mentioning, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, and a lot of other intensities. And guys, here's the key. And I think maybe we should talk about some of our intensities to let these people know. You know, hey, guys, you know, give you an example. Everything that's clearing right now. So if you're having a lot of like what the F stuff happening in your life, because goodness knows we are, it's really important right now to literally get excited about that, because you're being prepared for a much greater flow, and you're right at the precipice of the rapid movement of this ascension escalator.
Because a lot of folks have noticed that some surprises have happened.
You know, surprises and accidents are all carrying the opportunity for a shift in energy. When you bump your toe, you needed to shift your direction. When there's surprises happening in your field of experience, it's saying pay attention, because the surprise is an indication that your consciousness was elsewhere. And that's why it was surprising that whatever happened. And so remember this. There is nothing that is coming to you that is beyond your capacity to be with, to respond, and to master. Everything that comes into your life is there for your expansion. Everything is there for your honing of your discernment, and ultimately for you to remember your true power, to remember your authenticity.
Absolutely. Now, guys, let me tell you, I said, I kind of teased you a little bit and said, okay, let me tell you what's been happening with us. Well, Sri and I, we were called to do quite a few things. And last week, if you tuned in, and hopefully you caught a photo of it, we posted some pictures of it. We mentioned that right before the show, this huge great horned owl came flying into our consciousness, just came flying in. And showed up at here at Terra Nostra right before we went on the air. It was incredible. When we were done with the show, I was sitting here and I heard to go back out. It was still there. And we got some incredible pictures. You want to talk about a one-on-one encounter with a great horned owl. Well, check it out, guys. This great horned owl has been hanging out now. Now, in addition to that kind of omen-y energy, Sri and I have had a lot of stuff happening, including, check it out, we have had a website, you know, SriandKira.com. Well, if you've gone to SriandKira.com in the past few days, you got a page that just said, hey, we're not here right now at this website, but we are going to be back in January with an incredible new site that we have been working on for a while. But as part of the December intensity would have it, the people we thought were backing up our site were not. Actually, the people we paid to back it up were not. The site went down. It couldn't be restored. And rather than see it as a quote unquote disaster, what we know is that the universe said, hey, it is time for the new site.
Get on with the new, let go of the past.
Exactly.
And the funny thing about spirit is oftentimes spirit has a different timetable than you or me, is that things seem to flow as the energy supports the flowingness.
Exactly. And you know, so, and one of the things that we were not doing, here's your lemon out of lemonade, right? Along with the fact that, hey, come January, guys, you're going to love the site. We have not been talking about our app. We have the most amazing app. It's free. You can put it on either your Android phone or you can put it on your iPhone, but it's simply Self Ascension, S-E-L-F, Ascension, two words, Self Ascension. And go to the Google Play Store, type in Self Ascension, get the app, get it on your phone. Go to the iTunes App Store, make sure you're looking under iPhone apps because it's an app just for iPhone, and type in Self Ascension, get the app. This is a way that you can have daily inspiration, practices come your way, stay connected, keep yourself going. And we realized that we've not been doing a good job talking about our app because we had this information on our website.
That's true. And the fun thing about the app is that as you're out in your day, you can tap that app on your phone and immediately you're going to see some beautiful art. You're going to have an inspirational message and you're going to be automatically tuning in to that which we recommend you tune in with, your eternal soul.
It's our gift to you. It's free. It's beautiful. It's uplifting. If you're just, if you're just having that moment in the day and you go, I just need a second.
I got to change my attention.
I got to take this. Go to the Google Play Store, type in Self Ascension, get the app. Go to the iTunes App Store, go to the iPhone apps and get Self Ascension.
And the app changes quotes and art every day automatically, and you can stay in touch with the flow of Self-Ascension quite easily.
Exactly. Now, in the meantime, also, we do have another website. It is the website where we have limited information, but it's a website that we use as a clearinghouse for Self-Ascension tools and products. And so we've been updating that. And that website is also selfascension.com. And selfascension.com will be incredible. It's not updated yet, guys. If you're listening to us live, it's there, but it's not updated yet. It will be 100% fresh and updated and keep you rolling with all the Self-Ascension things you need to know until SriandKira.com gets back up. And you should check that out this week. Check it out in about 2-3 more days, and you'll find everything that will keep you rolling. So, again, And the reason, part of the reason we're sharing this is, had our main website, treeandkira.com, not gone down so, let's just say, shockingly fast, we would not be sitting here having this conversation with you. And, you know, and we've had many other things, and we don't want to take up your time talking about that. What we do want to say is that it's time to look at the galactic energies that are going on and to be respectful of the fact that you are being guided. You are being guided right now. Everything that's happening in your life is preparing you, because 2017, remember, guys, we're in this ascension, this rapidly moving ascension escalator. It started in 2015. It's going to peak out at 2022. And 2017 and 2018 are very big propulsion years. And this week especially, is the final week to prepare before the retrograde. Get it all cleared out. Just get it all done before the retrograde begins, so that you can really, really amazingly reap benefit during this time.
We are at a time when the predominant energy on the planet is fear. And, you know, it's always been there. However, it's coming forward in a new and profound way throughout mass consciousness in every country of the world. And that energy is a blessing in disguise, because through fear, you can find freedom. Uh-huh. You know, there's a wonderful saying, I think it's from Nike, feel the fear and do it anyway, or whoever. However, there's a truth in that cliche. That is that as we align and look deeply at our fear, we find our empowerment. We find the fact that fear is an illusion. But as long as we use fear as something to avoid, as we let fear drive us to run away, we never resolve it. We may develop good coping skills. We might get to be a real fast runner. However, we never resolve the fear. So fear has freedom built into it. Fear has the capacity to bring out a fuller functioning for you as a being. And so don't be afraid of fear. Don't anticipate fear as a problem. Instead, use the fear to help you find your truth, because that's really what it's all about, mastery.
Know, exactly, because in this moment of let's just say, extreme polarity, right? I think the one thing that everybody can agree about, regardless of where you want to sit on any quote-unquote side of a situation, let's just face it, there's an enormous amount of polarity going on the planet right now. And here's the key, is that this polarity is actually forcing everyone to become better if you choose that. And that's the gift of this fear. That's the gift of this moment. And in this week's e-card, if you're on our newsletter list, you get our e-cards talking about, you know, what we're doing each week on the show here. And if you're not on our list, get on the newsletter list. Go to Sri and Kira Radio, sriandkiraradio.com. Click on get the newsletter and get on our newsletter list. So here's the quote that we had in this week's newsletter, and I think it's really important to read.
It goes like this: the judgment of any path interferes with your own path.
Now, that's a really powerful quote, and that quote comes directly from Archangel Zadkiel, from the Lessons from the Galactic Encyclopedia, and that's a really powerful quote.
Now, I want to say it again, because this thing runs deep in recognition opportunity. The judgment of any path interferes with your own path. Because buried right in those few words is the key to why you're here. Why am I here? It's not just about judgment. It's about the recognition of who you are. And as long as you're judging others, as long as you're trying to get a good bead on things and put things in a box, good, bad, not so good, maybe later, you know, as long as that process is going on, you never will know who you truly are, because you're too busy directing your life force energy outside.
And this is important to recognize, guys, as we begin this conversation, because we have so much to talk about. But how many times have you ever, either yourself or someone has said to you, you know, God, you know, why am I here? Why is everything not clicking the way it should be? And why is this happening? Or why is that happening? or you find that you're judging and or being judged, or you're feeling that somebody's projecting onto you, or you feel not quite the way you want to feel. Well, bear in mind that judgment in any form is your own interference. Take that in. That's also in this quote. The judgment of any path interferes with your own path. The minute we introduce the energy of interference, then we have opened ourselves to be interfered with. And we're going to talk a lot about this and how you can actually prevent this. And to look at, there's actually, believe it or not, guys, there's actually symptoms of this. There's actually 5 symptoms. And we're going to be giving you all of these symptoms today. And before we go any further, because we all want to know why we are here, and we are so excited that you are here, our lines are full. So we do want to start saying hello to all of our amazing, beautiful callers. And remember, if you want to get into the queue, once we start speaking to people, you just have to dial 888-627-6008. And Sri, why don't we begin with our first-time caller?
Absolutely. We're going to go to line 5 and say hi to Margo from San Jose, Texas.
Welcome to the show, Margo.
Hello, dear.
Oh, it's me. You said San Jose, Texas.
You. Hi.
Yes. I didn't realize I was going to have a call in to get any kind of reading.
You don't have to. We can just say hi if you want.
Hi, and if you want to, give me a reading.
Well, how's that for a bonus, Mark? Don't you love that? There's your bonus right there.
Yeah. And,
all right. Well, you know, I'm giggling, and I'm delighted to meet you at this moment because all of you are, it's so cute. All of you, you have like these little angels and fairies, and they dance around you, and they're like tickling your toes right now, and they're putting little flowers in between them, so they almost look like you're wearing rings of flowers on your toes. And what they're saying is, it's time for you to expect miracles, and it's time for you to welcome the surprises, and that you have been heard. And that what's happening in this moment is not an accident. It's an intention being manifested that is opening a gateway to the others that are ready to come forward. Next 3 days, very powerful for you. Pay attention to everything that comes your way. This is this was not an accident. This was one of those divine meant to be moments. And so I'm delighted to have this moment to meet you, Margo. Thank you for trusting yourself.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
As do we. Go dance with all those little flowers in your toes.
I will.
All right. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, you know, I just love our listeners. We, Sri and I, love you so much. You guys are the best. It's such an honor and a blessing to be with all of you every week, right here at BBS Radio, right here at SriandKiraRadio.com, right here at Sri and Kira Live, because together we're co-creating these shows, aren't we? It's all of us together.
And I'll tell you what, let's say hi to some more smiling faces here. And we're going to go ahead to line 2 and welcome Jillian from Brooklyn.
Namaste, Jillian.
Namaste.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. I just want to say I'm so grateful for you guys and thankful that I get to talk to you guys. The last reading I got, you said that December was going to be really fun, and it is. I just was calling for another mini soul reading because I do feel like while it is fun, things still kind of seem a little foggy. So,
Yeah. Well, that's why you're calling today. I love it because, you know, it's so cute. Your angels just said, get a pen and a pencil and write down what we're going to be teaching today. And it's the first thing they wanted you to hear. We're going to be teaching these 5 symptoms. And they're saying that the only reason things are foggy is because you scatter your focus, and that it's really important for you to get really clear. What do I want to really bring to my attention and stay focused on? They're showing to you, and it's like you're looking and reading too. You're like connected with almost too much. And they're saying, get clear, get focused, and keep moving forward. They said your heart already knows where you feel the most joy. Your heart already knows when you're receiving that which resonates. they're saying, pick it, stay with it, and let it work its magic for you because it is your time. And, yeah, I'm going to challenge you. Get a pen. Make sure you hang out for the whole show and write down what we're sharing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
I love you.
We love you, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are it's an amazing thing because part of what we're revealing here of why I'm here has to do of with using the material in your own life mm-hmm. to cultivate your deeper recognition. Now, no matter whether you are feeling frightened of or judging of or feeling foggy or clear, the material in your own life is the content that you get to work with. And that content will awaken you. And it begins by awakening your mastery. You might be a master of doubt. You might be a master of fear. You might be a master of confusion. And later on, it'll turn into a recognition that you can master life.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I want to share with you guys, you know, Archangel Zadkiel is such a blessing and such an amazing, amazing being. And when we talk about the revelations from the Galactic Encyclopedia, you know, Sri and I are blessed that for the past 13 years, we have just been really blessed with just a consistent, steady stream of just mind-blowing information for these times. And this was all at SriandKira.com, the site that was just, you know, went down. But it's all going to be back up at selfascension.com within a couple days. And when it gets back up, I want you to go look at, and it'll just be a tab that says free lessons. Go click on there and go start reading from the Galactic Encyclopedia. But I want to share with you one of the things that Zadkiel mentioned as we get into what we're going to be talking about later. And here's what Zadkiel is saying. And this is a direct quote, all right, guys? Zadkiel is saying, you are now at the time when your consciousness is a direct reflection of everything you are. It is not your thought process. The thought process carries constricting energy you can effortlessly release in your full remembrance. And Archangel Zadkiel continues to go on and says, I have mentioned to you before that only doubt separates. Ask yourself now, where am I doubting? What do I doubt? Because many are going through a rapid cellular upgrade, if you will. And it is as if there is a new software available, and yet not everyone knows how to download it. And so if your heart is rooted as the foundation of the ascended state, then you have already integrated this new software. And Zadkiel goes on to talk about how many people right now are going to be saying, what the heck is happening? What is happening? And Zadkiel says, remember, the energies on the planet will feel very disjointed until you acclimatize to them. And this is why it is time to go up, 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 to lift up. And Zadkiel here talks about the Divine Galactic Blueprint. And this is why you want to go in and read these lessons, guys. The Divine Galactic Blueprint is the ascended chakra system, and it begins at the heart, right? Remember that for so long, everything, the coming to the heart was the culmination. This is just the beginning. And here's what Zadkiel continues to say. Dearest beloved ones, you are well beyond this world already if you want to be. And that it is your choice. And in the choice, when it has been made, whatever your choice is, right? It doesn't matter. But when the choice is made, there is no pain because you are rooted in the center of divine understanding. Release the judgment of another's choice, and it only takes you away from your choice. It is time to honor all choices. So really take that in for a moment, because isn't it painful when we're judging others? But yet when we can let go of judgment, and this was the quote we opened up with from Archangel Zadkiel, that the judgment of any path actually interferes with your own path. Make the choice. The choice to be free, the choice to move forward, the choice to come to your heart, and everything gets easier. And there is a way to do this, because what Zadkiel says is that there is a great cycle of recognition upon us now, and this cycle of recognition brings with it the release of all constrictions, or you might want to call it the crystallization and the firming of all constriction, right? The polarity. And so we're going to talk about these five symptoms. And when you understand these symptoms, you're able to come to the divine understanding of why am I here? Why am I here? And it's a very powerful energy, Sri. It
absolutely is. And sometimes we can learn why we're what we're all about by looking at what we're not.
So true.
Yeah, we're gonna play with this a little bit as we go further.
And in the second half of the show today, we're gonna give you all five of these symptoms because it will blow your mind. And remember that the overarching energy is to let go of the judgment. When we let go of the judgment of ourselves, of others, and especially of others, we let go of the interference and all potential of even being interfered with. It's also a great way to free ourselves from that fear and doubt.
Absolutely. But I tell you what, we have another first-time caller standing by, and we always like to welcome them. So we're going to go to line two and take a say hi to, it looks like, Karase from
Montana. I hope we pronounced that right.
Oh, hi there, Sri and Kira. It's great to talk to you. It's actually Therese is the name.
Therese, well, welcome, Angel. It's great to talk to you, too.
Great, thanks. Yeah, well, I just wanted to call in because I have been feeling like I've had a lot of momentum this year for a project that I'm working on. And then in the past 2 months, I just feel like all of a sudden I'm getting stuck and feeling kind of overwhelmed and not sure which direction to go with the project. So I wanted to get a mini soul reading on that.
Well, I am honored. I am honored to offer that to you. And thank you so much for calling in. You know, I'm smiling as I'm hearing you share that because I saw the momentum and then I saw what looked like just like not that it was lost, but just like a, whoa, what happened here? Here's what they're saying. They're saying that there is a vast, it's interesting. They're saying there is a vast chasm between the manifest dream and the practical application, and that you need 2 weeks. And I love that you're calling on December 11th because in 14 days, we're like right at Christmas, a time of birth and light. I mean, I love that. And they're saying you need 2 weeks to just absolutely let it go. Take the next 2 weeks and just don't do anything. Don't think about it. Don't look at it. Just pay attention in the letting go. Pay attention to what comes forward. And on December 25th is the birth of the light of the manifestation. And they're very clear about this. And so I invite you to consider how that's going to look for you. But they're saying just take 2 weeks and have fun. Let go. Pay attention. But it's about being aware of what's been happening behind the scenes. And the only way that's all going to come together and make sense for you is to like literally become the witness over the next 2 weeks. And they're saying it's exactly 14 days and it starts today. And so no accident that you got through on a very busy phone day. I find that very encouraging for you.
Wow, that's great. You know, I actually had a little bit of a sense recently of I had to let go for a short period of time, but I wasn't trusting that. So this is just perfect.
Well, yes, you are. You are welcome. And I will share this with you, my angel. Rest assured, this is all going to flow beautifully. Give yourself the gift of these 2 weeks and let the magic in.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It was great connecting with you. Well, you know, thank you. It's always amazing how fast the show goes, isn't
yes,
it? And,
yes.
You know, we have our lines are full. We've got tons of information. We're going to take a short break to make sure you get that pen and paper. You're going to want to write down what we have to share because it's time to know, why am I here?
Absolutely. So we'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Oh, welcome back, beloved ones. We are so delighted you are here. Hey, why am I here? It's our day. We're exploring lessons from the Galactic Encyclopedia. We are taking your calls. We are reaching out with love, and we are delighted to share this moment with you. Now, hey, quick recap from the first part of the show. We have been teasing you a little bit with some amazing information from Archangel Zadkiel. We've talked about how judgment of any path interferes with your own path, and we're getting ready to offer you literally five symptoms that will help you see if you are still navigating what Archangel Zadkiel calls constriction congestion.
Because what's going on in our ascension process is that we're lifting into a field of unconditional acceptance, because through unconditional acceptance comes unconditional love, and through unconditional love comes the expression of no boundaries.
Ooh, I love that, Sri.
And yet, we have one foot on the earth, do we not? We have one foot firmly in the mud, in our history, in our personality, and in the collective dysfunction, I'm going to say, the collective dysfunction of our upbringing and our societies that tend to kind of keep people spinning out and circulating around certain issues.
Yeah.
And so judgment in all of its forms is a subtle pirate of your peace. Mm-hmm. And in what we're going to look at right now are some of the ways this shows up in your consciousness that may be revealing.
And remember that it's good to surround yourself with things that help you reclaim your peace quickly. And, you know, this is why we've created our new app, and we really encourage you, download it on your phone, all right? It's designed for either Android or iPhone. Go to the Google Play Store, and it's free. It's free. Go to the Google Play Store, get the app, Self-Ascension. It's quick, it's easy, and it's just two words, Self-Ascension. Go to the iTunes App Store, make sure you're looking under those iPhone apps, and download Self-Ascension. Ascension, just two quick words that will enlighten your day with a beautiful graphic, a short message. Hey guys, nothing fancy. It's just meant to invite you back into the peace, to remind you, you are not alone. You are not crazy. You are an amazing miracle being capable of incredible things in your life. And we know it. What's more important is that you know it. And this brings us back to, why am I here?
Why am I here?
Exactly. So, hey, in the first half of the show, we were talking about how the archangelic realm, Archangel Zadkiel, talked about how we were at this time where it's about starting at the ascended heart. And what that means is that we're able to use the heart as the center of our divine energy. Now, this is really important in December. If you've watched our video at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, go watch it again, where we talked about you really want to be careful about sending any kind of grounding cords into the planet, because the planet's having her own realignment issues right now. And that's going to continue. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. This is just the beginning. So the way that you do that is you find your center in your heart. You make that the quote unquote first chakra and lift up from there. And this is a very powerful thing. So knowing that, it gives you the opportunity to say, okay, I want to break free. I want to let go of that judgment of myself and others. I want to let go of that potential of any interference. And Zadkiel says, okay, in order to do that, well, here, I'll just read it to you. This is exactly Archangel Zadkiel's words. We wish to offer you five, what we would call symptoms of constriction congestion. Through these five symptoms, you will clearly know if you are deluding yourself that you have made a decision, because it is indeed most challenging to be honest with yourself. You can perhaps be honest with yourself on a Sunday. You can be honest with yourself the third Wednesday of every month. It is important for you to be honest with yourself every day. And if you identify any of these five symptoms, then celebrate, because you're ready to make your choice. And you may even say, gosh, I thought I had made it already. And so it's important to understand that when we give these to you, these are actually symptoms. And if you have any of these symptoms, to not do what? Not judge yourself, because remember, the judgment invites the interference. So are we good? Are we all good on that? Are we ready?
Absolutely.
All right, let's start with some, and then we'll invite some of our callers back in as well.
So the first symptom, take this in. Number one, you delight in the pain of others.
Now, I know that can be kind of hard to hear, okay? But number one, you delight in the pain of others. Now think about that. And here's what Zadkiel says about that. Many still delight in the pain of others. They delight because ill fortune came to them. They fantasize of ill fortune. They judge their way of life. They judge their expression of life. They judge the way they're expressing. And so ask yourself, do you delight in the pain of others?
Because when you are clear, you can then move through. When we have clarity of our limitations, clarity of our hurts, our judgments, as well as our talents, our skills, and our magnificence, we're able to make clear decisions. And through our clarity, we offer freedom to ourselves and others.
And that's the gift, because when you know these five energies, right, let's just call them energies even instead of symptoms, then you're able to look at them and go, wow, I see where my energy may be constricted. You know, how do you judge? When we judge, there's a lot of things that come up. But remember, through your clarity, you offer freedom by being free yourself. Your freedom frees others. So I know that's a really big one, guys, but you might say, oh my God, what does this have to do with why am I here? You're here to move through this. And after we give you all five of these symptoms, we're going to give you—
it'll make more sense.
It'll make a lot more sense, and we're going to give you the ultimate key to why you are here, I promise. So let's move on to another one before we take a caller.
Number two, you hold judgments upon yourself.
Now, you know, kind of breathe that one in, bring your hand to your heart. You know, you're judging yourself. You hold judgments upon yourself.
And the truth of the matter is, when you judge yourself, you're judging others. And when you're judging others, you're judging yourself.
Exactly.
Because it's about comparison. And in the comparison is the separation from the peace.
When we compare, then what we have done is we have disconnected. In all comparison initiates doubt.
You know, one of the most famous ways we compare ourselves in Western society, especially, is to look at how other people are presenting. What do they look like? Are they thin? Are they fit? How are they dressed? And here's Zadkiel addressing this. We know that you are beautiful beyond compare. You are perfect. You are whole. You are magnificent.
Woohoo!
We see you as the most glorious beings that have ever been. We adore your glorious manifestations. We love your bodies in so many different ways that you express and adorn and be. Look at all the hair you play with, or the lack of hair. We love it all. It is glorious.
And Zadkiel gives a wonderful little suggestion here and says, look into your mirror and simply say, thank you, I love you. Hold your body, help each other, ignite your divine presence. And so this is a beautiful gift, because remember, when we are judging ourselves, we are judging others. And that, if you're feeling doubt, if you're feeling fear, if you think you can't get out of it, then this is the way out, because you will discover on the end of it why I am here. And remember, we're going there. Now, I just want to share that we have had lots of people who have basically been writing, because remember, you can always send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. Again, if you don't want to call or you're in a time zone and you know where you can't call, just simply send the email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com. We have a ton of those. We will get to some of those next week, I promise, for those of you that have written in. We have a lot of callers standing by. So we're going to go to line three and say hi to Lindsay from Kentucky.
Hello. I'm so grateful to be able to speak with you today, Kira.
Thank you. We're grateful to speak to you, Angel.
Thank you so much. I really, really am so thankful for your assistance right now. The last time we spoke, I had actually mentioned that I had been traveling around the country quite a lot. And once again, I have moved from California, and I actually unexpectedly inherited a home here in Kentucky. Now that I'm living in Kentucky, the moment I walked in this home, I felt an extremely negative energy. After trying to combat the energy with sage, with crystals, with different various grids, I actually ran into the owners of the home previously, and they told me that there was a lot of very negative shadow work that has been practiced on these grounds. I was wondering if you could let me know how I can not only combat this negative energy, but also transmute this seemingly negative event into some sort of light-working career that can be of benefit to others.
Absolutely. And I love, love, love that you got through today. It's so perfect. Okay. Three things. As you were talking, I was being shown four big, like you could even use like maybe even kind of like flower pots of water. And there need to be on the inside of the house, like find what you would consider to be the four corners of the house and just put them in every corner and let that water stay there for a month. You're just going to need to keep refilling the water. And they're saying that anytime you feel anything, send it to whatever corner of the water, and that this water will be very, very cleansing and very transmuting. Similarly, they were also saying that the container practice, the one that you was in our video in the YouTube, you want to use the container practice. And what you want to do is send the energy. They're saying walk around the property and feel the energy that's going on there. And when you feel it, you just, the way you're going to do this is it would be like you're clearing for the world. So it's when you bring your hand up over your head, rather than pointing it toward yourself, you literally put it out. Like you imagine you're wearing a big catcher's mitt and you bring it up to your crown chakra, but pointing out, and you literally feel that energy coming into that mitt. And you bring it right down and send it to the container. And literally, you'll be able to take all that energy, recycle it. And I'm watching as you do this. You're walking around and you're doing this. And I'm watching the land. You're there because this is very powerful light land. You're supposed to be there. This land is saying, hey, I'm ready. Somebody help me. Just because other beings found the power and misused it, it's actually like this diamond that's just waiting for you to be there, and your ability to expand will grow even more. Last but not least, truly, go to EgyptianHealingRods.com and look at the crystal pyramids that we have there. These are very, very powerful, and they're showing me two. They're showing me one that's kept in the inside of the house in a central area, and one that is kept in the outside in an area that you already know where it needs to go. And that's something you may also want to consider doing if you want to amp that up a little bit more. It needs to be this very high aspect ratio pyramid energy. But you're doing great. This is actually awesome for you. And I love that you got through today, because we've been talking about getting everything cleared out and prepared. You know, you're definitely doing it. And you need to get this done before the 19th. You need to have all this in place before the 19th. Like, get it going right away. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
You are namaste, Angel. Oh, wow. Well, you know what, Sri? Let's go to number three.
Absolutely.
Because we've got so much to share.
So we're making the list of what are the constrictions. And as you get clear on releasing the constrictions, you're releasing the light that is within you.
Exactly.
And so number three, you do not take care of other beings on the planet. specifically those not in human form.
Now, this is really important. And Zadkiel says very clearly, disrespect and disregard for the cohabitants of your planet is a disrespect to yourself. Do you kick the dogs, theoretically, because you had a bad day? And Zadkiel says it's important to know that many do. And they're saying that we offer this to you because how can you be in pure union and pure love if you disrespect all expressions of love? Then Zadkiel goes on to say, this is not limited to four-leggeds. What about the beautiful trees? What about the wonderful air? Wake up in the morning and smile because you can. Go outside and say thank you. You have eyes that see, hands that feel. You have a nose that breathes. You have lungs that take in air. See each dawn as the dawn of a newborn and wake up each morning and consciously look and find one thing you did not see the day before. And Zadkiel says this one task will eliminate all pain because it is your presence that is the present. You are the service. You are the path. And Zadkiel says, this is the answer to how can I be of service? What is my service? What is my path? The answer is you. You are the service. You are the path. So take in a breath.
Absolutely. And as we breathe, let a smile become to your face, because we're going to quickly go to number four on the constrictions list of focal points. And the number four is your emotions are unstable.
Now, what Zadkiel says about this is, hey, are you ruled by your emotions or are you able to be the observer and witness? Because guys, you are still here. You still have a body. Emotions are part of it. You're here in a body. So experience everything. And Zadkiel says, remember those choices, because this is where your freedom comes in. Don't deny if you're feeling alienated or depressed. Pay attention to it. Love and cradle your ego for supporting you while remembering you are not the ego.
And this is a key discernment, to lovingly give yourself the opportunity to observe rather than be owned by your emotional body.
Now, this next point Zadkiel makes is really important, guys. And here's what Zadkiel says. True freedom is not something granted to you by a government, because anything granted to you by another can always be taken away, especially when you least expect it. It is important for you to remember that your freedom exists right here, right now, in your recognition. Are you holding the freedom of presence for everyone? Because that is true service. Now, take in a breath and feel that, my loves, because there's so much more. And we have one more to come, plus a culmination. But we're going to let that sit for a minute, because we have so many beautiful people online that want to share. And so let's go to line number two. And we have a birthday girl on the line. We have Mandy from Canada. Hey, happy birthday, Mandy.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why I'm calling today. Just thought it'd be a good day to get a reading.
Absolutely.
It's been one hell of a year. So everything you're saying resonates very much with me and what I'm going through. I lost my mom recently, and I've inherited a potentially bankrupt business. And it's a pretty messy situation that I'm in. I'm looking for some guidance, I guess, on what's next. Where do I go from here, basically? And why am I here? I wake up every day asking that question.
Yeah, so, well, I love,
any insight
love, love. Yeah. Well, Mandy, first and foremost, I love that you got through today. And I love that it's your first day. I do. I really do. And yeah, it's been a big clearing year for you is what they're saying. And here's the key. What's most important for you right now, and this is coming in directly from Archangel Gabriel, by the way. And what Archangel Gabriel is saying is that the most important gift in front of you right now is to live your life and not the life of another. Get clear on what you want. Get clear on what brings you joy. And they're saying that with respect to this business, you have to decide if you want to make it your own. And if you do, then you will need to bring the freshness of you into the business. And they're saying, but do not hold on to it to simply hold on to it. That there's a message in front of this for you right now that is saying it's your time. And that's the beauty of this coming year for you, Mandy. This is your time. This past year has been about preparing you for your time. Now it's your time. And what do you want it to look like? Because you're more powerful than you might be giving yourself credit for. And they're saying the next 30 days for you will set the stage. So pay attention to what you want to do. And whatever the outcome is, it's actually moving you in the right direction. And the direction will come through your clarity. This is the perfect show for you. I hope you've been writing everything down. I hope you're getting clear, because it really is. I mean, this is your moment, my angel. And so let it be yours. Decide what you want, and everything is honestly going to organize around that. And the next 30 days for you, very, very profound. So happy, happy, happy birthday, angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really,
you are so welcome. Namaste.
Well, truly, we are at a dynamic time, and everybody who is paying attention is seeing more, feeling more, and being called to be more.
In every single way. Now, I'm looking at the time, Sri, and I think we need to give a little more information here, and then if we have some time, we'll go to some more callers.
Absolutely.
So, guys, all right, drum roll. Remember, we're going to give you number 5, and then we're going to give you the big kahuna, why am I here? So, drum roll, Sri.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah,
or
that's
all right.
A motorcycle.
No, I'm not sure what that was. Whatever it is.
All right.
Here it
Bada
is.
Bing.
Number 5.
Let your voice be heard without censorship.
Woo! Take that one in. Let your voice be heard without censorship.
Many of you stifle your voice, and we've been talking about constriction energy. Well, where does constriction energy first appear? At your throat. It's because your voice has been constricted so much too often. Do not censor yourself. And now we want you to understand that this doesn't mean you need to become a buoyant pontificator.
And these are Zadkiel's words, which are just adorable. And here's what Zadkiel's saying. What we're saying is that there are many ways your voice is heard, and many ways do not even need words. And here's some questions from Archangel Zadkiel. What are you paying attention to? Where is your consciousness? What do you focus on? What energy do you call to you? And where do you keep your attention at all times? Because true freedom equals your true voice. And here it is, guys. And this is directly from Archangel Zadkiel. Keep your eyes on the divine at all times. It is that simple. It is the true voice.
The true voice releases the word. And to release the word is to learn how to command the light. The true voice releases the word. Keep your eyes on your own divine being, on the divine love that you are. And this is why the 5 symptoms of constriction bring you into your ascended presence.
Into your ascended heart, for sure. And so Zadkiel continues to say, you are free. You are free. Feel your wings and fly. Become accustomed to flying, because you're going to be flying much more. This cycle has so much energy, and you're going to do just fine as you simply let yourself be. And so you might say to yourself, why the heck am I here? Well, angels, here it is. You are here to remember yourself as an ascended being while you are still in form. That is the essence of self-ascension. If you can wake up and be the being that you are meant to be while you are still in form, then you have accomplished the divine reunion of oneness, the divine dance, or as Zadkiel calls it, the joyvolution.
We are at a time of great joy, and you deserve to be whole. Nothing is so imperative that it should take away from your freedom and peace. Nothing.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. You are here now listening to this show because you're already on the way. You're already waking up. And beloved angels, you are the most amazing beings on the planet. Listen to the show again. Go over those five steps again. Give yourself the gift of true freedom. Expand through the fear. Expand through the doubt. And let yourself be free.
Because we are at the time of the joyvolution. And to take a paraphrase from the 60s, the joyvolution is not being televised.
No, as a matter of fact, less than that is being televised,
that's for sure. What's on the media are those things that will entrap your consciousness. The joyvolution is the divinity within you finding the peace and the acceptance and the expansive love to embrace your mastery and to be the authentic being.
Beloved angels, we know why you're here. We pray that you know why you're here. You are amazing. And for all of you still on the lines, call back early next time. We promise we'll get you on. Send us an email to guest@shreencareradio.com. Hey, go to the Google Play Store, download the free Self-Ascension app. Go to the iTunes App Store, go into those iPhone apps and get Self-Ascension on your phone. Give yourself joy every day. You deserve it. You are amazing.
Take a deep breath in. Let a smile come to your face. And until we have the joy of being with you live next Sunday, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shreeandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.